Bigot Pong. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So just to review, Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a bigot. Clinton then declared Trump's campaign to be a bigot magnet. Then Trump forwarded a red-hot tweet charging that Clinton was mentored by a KKK member, that being the late West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, who long ago admitted that his stint as a Grand Dragon was an extraordinarily foolish, youthful indiscretion. And what we have learned from this game of bigot pong is precisely nothing. But on the positive side, this man also got some coverage last week.
I'm a white male, and I am prejudiced.
A viewer from North Carolina called up C-SPAN during a discussion of race and admitted that reading the newspaper had left him fearful of young black men.
And I come off as being prejudiced, but I just have fears. I don't like to be forced to like people. I like to be led to like people through example. And what can I do to change?
The guest, Heather McGee, who is African-American, was momentarily speechless, but then began with this advice.
Get to know black families.
She also suggested going to a black church, turning off the news once in a while, but mainly she just seemed grateful he was courageous enough to call.
And I will say people of all races and ethnicities and backgrounds hold these fears and prejudices. And so your ability to just say, this is what I have these fears and prejudices, and I want to get over them, is one of the most powerful things that we can do right now at this moment in our history.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.